Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time, Season 1, Episode 33. Today's episode is all about mental health, and it's a big topic, especially here in Seattle. Mental health is something that is a huge deal. You know, a lot of people that I've found really struggle with this, and for various different reasons. And so I thought it'd be great to kind of dive deep, as deep as we can into this topic. And my good friend Nita Alphonse joins us again, and she has some great perspective, great insight into mental health, and some challenges that she's had, and victories that she's had, and some great insight into how we can deal with that. And even as Christians, I know in the Christian world, it can be maybe taboo or something that's not spoken about very often, but mental health is a very real thing, and it's important that we talk about it. And so I'm excited to get her perspective and hear what she has to say. As a person who can kind of be in their head a lot, mostly an introvert kind of guy, I definitely see the challenges of having challenges with positive thinking, not being down on myself. And it's not necessarily a clinical mental thing, but I know it can be a precursor or beginning of a lot of things for some people. When we're in our heads so much, we internalize so many things, and I know that it's important to acknowledge the challenges that we have or we can have mentally. And so I'm excited to hear what she has to say. If you are someone that's struggling with mental challenges, definitely reach out, get help, leave a message in the comments, maybe some things that have helped you or that you've struggled with, and open up that discussion. So, I mean, again, please stick around for part two, where we talk with Nita about mental health. And as always, you can reach us at dtimepodcast@gmail.com and on Twitter and Instagram at dtimepodcast. Stick around for part two of D-Time Mental Health. Peace. Hey, welcome to D-Time Part 2, Season 1, Episode 33, where we're talking about mental health. And I have Nita Alphonse with me once again to talk Hello. About mental health. Nita, thanks for joining us once again to chat.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. So in part one, I talk about, I acknowledge I'm by no means an expert in mental health, but I kind of talked about just the awareness around mental health that's out right now, and maybe the with that awareness, a lot of people are talking about mental health, and a lot of people are also talking about maybe the causes of mental health and the ramifications. So for you, what do you feel like is one of the root causes or a root cause of mental health today?
I don't know. That's like very hard to like even say, honestly. I can only speak for myself. I know for me, I ended up getting mental health when I was I was a teenager. I just graduated high school, and I ended up getting it because I kept bottling things in, and I couldn't really talk about things that I wanted to talk about. I had situations that happened to me as a kid that I haven't really got a chance to talk about, or when I would actually, there were times that I would try to talk about it and it was shut down, immediately. So I would say for myself, I know for me, it was just bottling a lot of my emotions, A lot of my pains and hurts, I kept bottling it in, and then it got to the point that I just exploded like a ticking time bomb. I exploded, and my mental health was just out of whack. My chemical imbalance was just crazy. So I can't really speak for everybody, but I can definitely speak for myself, and that's one of the things that ended up happening to me.
So, as someone that, is kind of going through this, what do you feel like is kind of the hardest thing about, or one of the challenges about, kind of dealing with this?
The challenges can be that you feel like you're alone. Another thing is that you can feel like people judge you. You can feel like a monster. Satan really does, get in there and make you feel like you're not worthy to be a Christian. He makes you feel like you're not capable. What else? There can just be challenges. There be times that you just don't want to do anything. Like you just want to give up, like that's like the biggest thing. And fear. I think fear is like definitely one of the biggest things. And I think ultimately not being accepted.
Well, you bring up a good point about, it affecting you in a spiritual sense. So for you, what are some things that kind of help you kind of get out of those moments when you're maybe not be feeling when you're maybe not feeling your best, mentally?
One thing that I do, in the past I would draw and paint, but now I don't quite have that time. Now I just go to the gym. I go to the gym, I work out and get my mind. I like really get myself out of my mind. And really just go and work out, and while I'm working out, I'm praying. Or I'll contact a sister, or I'll contact a family member and contact them and talk to them. So I really just go get out of my mind. So I really fight to get out of my mind. And I think with mental health, it's definitely a mind thing, and it is a spiritual thing. And I think when you're stuck in your mind, it's very hard, it's very difficult. So I go after to do something that I love, that I enjoy.
Gotcha. So, say someone, or maybe for those out there that may be struggling with this and may haven't done the things that you're doing, what advice would you give to people that are struggling in this area of their lives?
The advice that I would give them is definitely find like a counselor, a therapist, someone that you can trust. Definitely get on meds that will help you and stabilize you, and also do something that you love. Do something that you enjoy. Something that really makes you happy. If that's like dancing, get into dancing. If that's working out, get a gym membership. If that's painting, start painting. Painting or drawing, just doing something that you love, or finding someone, that will help you and, and building you up. So that's one of the advices that I can give.
Awesome. Yeah, so thank you so much for sharing your insight. I know it's a very real thing, and I know people, personally that are affected by this. And I know even if for anyone that's not, clinically diagnosed, I know we all are challenged with, how we view things, how we think things. So I appreciate your vulnerability, appreciate you sharing your insight. And for anybody listening that may be struggling with, mental challenges or issues, please reach out to us, dtimepodcast@gmail.com. And like Nita said, reach out to people that can help talk about it. And I know for me, what's helped me in, dealing with just challenges mentally, I had to get over and into the mindset of just talking about it, not keeping things to myself. I
Yeah.
appreciate sharing that as well. So thank you again, sis, for taking the time.
Oh, no problem, bro.
You're welcome to join us again. to chat down the road.
Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely want to do more of these. These are pretty awesome.
All right, sis. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.